It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Yeah, hi. Got Harley?
Just a second. Hey, Harley, all set? And welcome back. Yes? And we have Harley Slanger. Harley, what's the latest? Oh, good, okay. We'll be connecting in a second with Harley Slanger in Berlin, Germany, one of the most brilliant geopolitical analysts on Earth. To kind of discern what's going on. You often hear things that are spun the wrong way. And, of course, they can go in the wrong way if the wrong parties get involved. For example, the Belt and Road System, we've clarified very clearly that it originated with an idea in China, but it was based on American and Western ideas. But it can become an international thing to bring all the world together industrially and geopolitically and in communication. And also can, in a sense, improve the situation in... not only our relationship with China, but also inside China, which is, still has a lot of the remnants of totalitarianism, which are going away if we deal properly with them. For example, there's elements in China that want to be abusive. For example, there's two different media outlets that have made criticisms and want to, quote, assault the White House. But to be honest with you, I know that although Xi is a kind of a new type of leader in China, there's a potential with dealing with somebody like Trump that can get them to negotiate not only better trade, but better cross-communication and collaboration on technical issues like defense of Earth. For example, we should have perhaps a large contingent of Chinese high-speed rail engineers here teaching our engineers, and like they've done in other countries, get manufacturing for high-speed rail in America by Americans, led by the Chinese who took the Bombardier and the high-speed rail systems in Europe, and advance another 90 kilometers an hour and improve the technology. That means we could leapfrog forward by bringing them over here and training our engineers, and then we would become independently able to kind of leapfrog further forward, because we're the great innovators of the world are the Americans. And in fact, China relies a lot on that, and they will be respecting here with the new deals our intellectual property. That's something that's been negotiated. We will be getting agricultural products, which China is, by the way, short of, because their food supply and their ability to grow food in China because of their climate problems is very limited. That's why they have to make contracts around the world. And we can work, in a sense, we need to collaborate with our people that could be potentially enemies, but also allies, including Russia, who was an ally during the American Revolution against Britain. And that's why, for example, we bought Alaska and gave them, at the time, I think back in was the 18th, in the 19th century, we gave them $7 million plus, which in today's term would be like $1 billion, as a thank you for supporting us. I mean, people have to understand, we aren't naturally enemies to Russia and China. They've been made that way by the globalists, haven't they?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Bill?
I can indeed. So as a little segue, we have these things going on in the background. We just had the NATO meeting with Trump overseas, and... you know, NATO is set up like 70 years ago. I think it's the anniversary coming up here. But people need to understand, we need to have a kind of a new structure. And you've got talked about it with the four different rules that LaRouche came up years ago, which includes not only Glass-Steagall to get rid of the bubble economy, which, by the way, we need to do if we're going to interact with China. The Four Powers Agreement, which is basically a new updated version of the Bretton Woods. We need to move back to something like a gold standard to purpose our accounts. And we'd also say the amount of money that an economy has should be dependent on some kind of equations of what's the potential of, you know, products they sell, intellectual things they develop, and so on. So we don't end up with a giant debt like we do now, $188 trillion, which is ready to pop and destroy the world's economy. So, you know, LaRouche has a lot of really good ideas that if they're instituted, and I don't like to use the label left and right, but these labels, but these solutions solve the problem, don't they?
Well, the whole left-right dualism is a complete fraud.
Of course it is. And, it's a manipulation, you know, isn't it? It's a manipulation.
In response to what you said at the beginning,
yeah,
there are a couple things that are important about what happened with the impeachment from the last 24 hours.
Right.
The first is that Pelosi, before she had her press conference, in which she announced that she has given Nadler the go-ahead to draw up articles of impeachment.
Right.
She had just come back from the COP25 conference in Madrid, Spain.
Right.
Now, here's the important thing about that, and it shows what impeachment is really all about. She went there with, I think, about 8 or 10 mostly Democrats who were very green, you know, very much committed to the anti-carbon agenda.
Right.
And what she said when she got there is, we're here to let you know that we're still in. Now, Trump in 2 years ago said as soon as he could do it legally, the U.S. will get out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Right.
Then last October, he officially filed the papers saying the U.S. will withdraw, and that withdrawal takes effect in November 2020.
Right.
So Trump, as president of the United States, has committed the United States to withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord,
right,
because of reasons that he mentioned. He said it will harm our economy, it will shut down our electricity system, and ruin our potential to have advanced industry.
Right.
Now, who is Pelosi to say that, no, we're still in? Well, this is the whole issue of the impeachment. It comes up on two or three other fronts. One is...
Exactly. It came up with the comments by Taylor and Kent, these two basically foreign functionaries that think that they set policy, not the president. Please continue.
That's exactly right. The arrogance of the so-called permanent bureaucracy.
Right.
But in terms of the big picture here, Trump is trying to work with Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany to put an end to the fighting that's going on in eastern Ukraine.
Right.
Who supports him on this? President Zelensky, who won a landslide victory over the coup government of Poroshenko.
Which is supported, by the way, by our State Department under Barack Obama, supported the Poroshenko, was not only the chocolate king, he's a prostitution and drug king over there. He's a criminal, right?
Yeah. Now, what happened with Zelensky is that he promised that he would end corruption and end the fighting.
Right.
And so the people of Ukraine voted for him in large numbers.
Right.
He's working with Trump. He said Trump never pressured him. He never felt there was a quid pro quo.
Right.
But problem is that by saying that he's being blackmailed by Trump, which is what Schiff and others are saying, is that's being played back into Ukraine to his opponents, who are the neo-Nazis, who are the ones who want to fight a war against Russia. So Schiff and others who claim they're looking out for the interests of Ukraine are actually emboldening the most corrupt and dirty elements of the old Ukrainian government to carry out hits against Zelensky and others.
Right.
So Trump's
which
policy,
is, by the way, suicidal, because trying to take on Russia, if you're Ukraine, is a suicidal pact with death.
Well, the point is there's a possibility to end all the fighting now.
Of course it is.
Zelensky talked to Putin a couple days ago.
Right.
And they worked out some arrangements prior to the Normandy 4 meeting, which is Germany, France, Ukraine, and Russia, which will take place in a few days. Now,
so you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of comments, because I didn't interrupt her at all, hardly. Susan Lindauer, who was actually the CIA operative in Iraq and before 9/11 was put in prison before 9/11 because she knew it was coming. And in fact, they imprisoned her and tried to actually sanction her for 5 years so she can publicly speak. But it's the same kind of garbage going on now. Schiff and Pelosi and all these other maniac Democrats, they really should be in prison right now. This is a coup. This is a politically motivated coup is what's going on here.
Let me just stick with me for a minute on this point.
Sure, go ahead.
When I was saying that Trump's making policy, get out of the Paris Climate Accords, Pelosi says no. Trump is saying let's work with Russia to have peace in Ukraine.
Right.
And permanent bureaucracy, the Congress, and many of the Republicans are also saying no to that.
Oh, yeah, they're saying it doesn't matter what label they have. There's rhino Republicans. They're just as bad as the bad demon rat Democrats.
Now, on China, Trump is moving ahead with this big deal with Xi Jinping. The prospects are looking better every day.
Right.
And what Trump is saying is that this is necessary for China and the United States and the world.
Right.
Now, meanwhile, you have the Congress trying to push Trump to denounce Xi Jinping over Hong Kong. And I want to make an important point here, because I just spoke with some of my friends in Paris.
Right.
Where 600,000 people were in the streets yesterday and today protesting Macron's policies.
Right.
And the French police beat the hell out of them. So far, right. There have been 120 people in France in the last year who have suffered facial injuries, concussions, lost eyes. I think there are 5 deaths at the hands of the French police, which the Western media ignores. Whereas when one Chinese policeman shot a demonstrator when there were demonstrators attacking him with iron rods, that was a sign of the totalitarianism of China.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
Well, the point is, Trump is trying to navigate some very difficult situations. He's doing it as the elected president. And he also, he's doing what he said he would do. This is what he campaigned on. His enemies are saying that Trump, in fact, is abusing his power, is threatening these countries, he's threatening American security. How does it threaten American security for getting peace in Ukraine? The threat to American security is when State Department backs the neo-Nazis to run a coup in Ukraine. That's a threat to American security. So I think what's important for people to realize is that we're seeing things that are being done by Schiff and others that are completely upside down, the opposite of what they say they're doing. And in this case, once again, Trump is doing something which is commendable, but he's not getting he's getting good support from the Republicans in countering the story of what happened in Ukraine.
Well, where it's going to turn around is when it gets – see, what Trump is saying is, please, Nancy, move forward quickly. And the reason is, once it goes to a vote in the Congress, and it's a complete party split where the Democrats, and 2 Democrats, by the way, are supporting Republicans and not going for impeachment, and there's also a number of 31 district area Congress people that were elected in 2018 where Trump won with a large margin in these same areas, states. So what's going to happen is it's going to decimate the Democrats. They're going to lose the House. And what I see happening right now is they're not going to be able to even move forward with a full vote and get it in the House. And if it moves to the Senate, because the Senate's already getting ready to start doing investigations and subpoenas, this is going to get serious. Schiff himself will be actually before a Senate committee, can be prosecuted and actually be indicted and go to prison.
Let me give you the latest on that.
Right.
As far as the House is concerned, it's unlikely that many Democrats will stray, because they're being promised huge amounts of money if they stick with the party.
No, I don't hear that at all. From my sources, there's 3 different factions in the Democratic Party, 3. The first is the Squad, which are completely nuts, and they've really leftists, and they're actually a minority. They're not a majority.
Yeah.
Then there's what's called the Moderates, and those Moderates are basically areas of, they're people almost like the older style Democrats, even like Obama or before Obama, even a previous version of Joe Biden. And so it doesn't matter how much money they offer them, they're going to lose their seat, okay? So where I see things going here is that they're going to lose, not all of them, but they're going to have some very, very nasty, for example, when this guy Turley, this Democrat, who actually disagreed with the idea of impeachment, and he actually dissembled the arguments of the other 3 so-called Democrat law professors, he's been given personal threats. They're threatening to kill him. They're threatening to do this and that. They want to remove him from GW, which is a university professorship. No, a portion of the Democrats are going to stick with Pelosi, even if it's suicide geopolitically. But a number of them are freaking out right now behind the scenes, and I have contacts. They're not going to go with this at all. A big minority of them are not.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching
and
for
this,
high-quality,
this
complete
large
nutritional
minority
drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So we had an interesting discussion on the break, and we want to bring this out because I don't have all the answers, but I've got better questions, but I have intel sources inside the CIA, NSA, etc., and I can tell you my sources is Pelosi and everybody's putting the thing because they tried to find every reason they can to get rid of Trump. And the Russiagate thing, I believe, from all my sources, isn't coming back. That's what they want to put their hopes on because the Ukrainagate thing isn't working. And when they get actual fact witnesses coming forward, and there's a Senate committee hearing starting in January, the Democrats are dead. And once Barr starts his investigations of grand jury with Horowitz's report, which is, by the way, these reports being put forward by Durham and Horowitz, what's going to happen here is these Democrats are going to start wearing their jumpsuits. They're going to get indicted and go to prison. It's not just going to be a peripheral person like this lawyer who manipulated the FISA documents, and he's in deep trouble. He's not a minor person either. He's a senior one. And what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing some people go to jail. And we're talking about Democrats, and they should be very worried, including right up to Hillary Clinton and Podesta and many of these other characters. They're not going to get an easy walk, and they're not going to be able to just do a perp walk away and re-elect or go off to their summer home. They're going to prison. And I can tell you from my sources, when this starts to backwash on them, the Democrats are not only dead now, they'll probably be wiped out for a generation. They'll absolutely have no chance. And Trump's going to come up with solutions to get rid of the debt for young people, which is the reason why they're becoming socialists. He's going to fix the health care thing, and I'm helping him. I have a contact this week through Dr. Bob Goldman, who knows Trump personally, and Ivanka, and if he gets my plan for health care will cost a tiny fraction, and everybody will be covered in America, including integrative care. And nobody will go bankrupt because of their damn health care at the end of life. Or a student going into so much debt they can't have a family or buy a car or get out of their mama's home. Once Trump solves these problems, the Democrats won't be elected for a generation until they start to serve the people. And thinking about going back to Russiagate, I guarantee you that before Trump's finished his second term, he'll have Russia back in the G8, and Russia will be dismantling their weapons in La Rochelle Island and Nicaragua and stopping supporting Kim, because these are entirely Russian. We have our own intel sources and classified sources that these are Rosatom Russian rockets. They're not homemade in North Korea or Iran. They're Russian. And Russia, when they get a proper deal and they have become an ally instead of an enemy again, and this is tied with your plan, with LaRouche's plan. LaRouche was a genius that saw decades ahead that there's a way for us to have peace and not thermonuclear war, right?
Well, my caution on this, Bill, is that if we sit back and say it's a done deal and it's not going to work, then we have a problem.
No, I don't do that. I think we need to be aggressive. Okay? There's not a done deal by any means. And Trump, by the way, and his buddies are coming back with a firestorm of legal actions that's going to blow the Democrats to hell. Honestly, they're going to be immolated in this next mess that's coming up. And before Christmas, by the way, before Christmas, they have you're in Germany. There's a story called the Krampus. You know about the Krampus, right? He's supposed to arrive before Santa, and if you're a bad boy or girl, he gives you a lump of coal in your stocking, and he grabs you and pulls your unbegotten soul down to Hades. So these Democrats are going to be visited by the Krampus, aren't they?
Well, listen, Bill, if you give me a minute here, because
I haven't
given you much time.
I got excited there, but go ahead. It's your stage.
What I'm trying to do is make sure that your listeners don't think they should just sit back and eat the popcorn and everything's going to work out.
Oh, no. I totally agree with you. I just think that the strategies are going on our side, including me and my colleagues. We're not passive at all, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Please continue.
Trump is going to do what he's going to do. Hopefully, right. Barr and Durham will follow through. Right. Horowitz may be punting a little bit, but that's part of the nature of it because he doesn't have grand jury capability or subpoena power. But he will put out a report which will look very bad for the deep state operatives who were running the coup against Trump.
Right.
The big hope is that the Durham and Barr investigation will get to the heart of things.
Right.
Now, the problem, the reason I'm bringing up the Russiagate question, and look, I know this from the inside, and it's not from intelligence, it's from the political networks.
Right.
People like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, a whole crew of the Republicans are against what Trump is trying to do with Putin and Xi. They're putting obstacles in the way of the trade talks with China. They're putting obstacles in the way of the strategic cooperation. And they're working with people in the intelligence community to try and sabotage the stability that's been brought about in Syria by Trump's work with Erdogan and Putin. And they're also trying to sabotage the potential for Zelensky to work with Putin and others to resolve the situation in Ukraine.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that they're going to succeed in this, but what I'm saying is that when I brought up the Russiagate thing, I don't mean that they're going to be able to convince the American people now that Mueller really did uncover a Russian collusion or any of the sort, because that's all nonsense. But what they are doing is playing on the hardcore Russophobia of a number of Republicans who still live in the Cold War era. And at the same time, they've completely taken over the Democratic Party as a war party. So the real hope here is that Trump, through organizing these rallies, is able to get the constituents to kick the Republicans who are against him on this in the rear end. For example, Tom Cotton of Arkansas has said he's not going to support a trade deal with China. Now, he's a Republican, a Trump supporter, except on this question. And there's a reason for it. He gets a lot of money from the anti-China lobby. The anti-China lobby has huge amounts of money that they're pouring in to try and sabotage Trump. So I'm just saying, Bill, that you've got to make sure.
There's several different vectors here now, and I want to make this point. When Tom Cotton's saying this, and he supports Trump, he's saying, I don't believe you, Trump, that you have the markers from China to have them behave. And there's four or five things that China needs to do, and they're already starting to happen. Number one, they're going to respect intellectual property. Number two, they're going to buy our agricultural products. Number three, they're not going to insist on transfer of technology to Chinese companies and manufacture after hours. Number four, they're not going to harass our technical people and our people that move offices to China to do business. And number five, they're not going to try to take over territory or land or ports and so on as part of Belt and Road. And it's all becoming evident that Trump can make sure he negotiates with these guys that that's going to be done. The problem is, although these politicians, like these senators and so on, are putting these things forward, Trump's just railroading right over them. He's just driving right over their geopolitical carcasses. So I think he's going to get at least phase one deal with China. That'll probably happen in the first part of the new year, in the first couple of months of January. Phase two with China has to be demilitarizing the South China Sea Islands and not financially supporting Kim, so that we can actually get the Russian nukes out of there, because they're Russian, they're not Chinese, and get a deal with Kim so they can become more like South Korea, because these Korean people are really industrious, very smart, and genetically they're identical to South Koreans, one of the most industrious, smart population of humans on Earth. And it's because of this, they're caught in this oligarch thing from Russia, from the thing, and they're caught by financial support from China. And there's a number of extreme politicians in Kim's regime that would probably try to kill him if he actually tried to make a deal right off the bat. So Kim himself is in danger if some of the people behind him want him to be, you know, totalitarian police state still.
We had a deal with Kim. It was sabotaged by John Bolton, Pompeo, and a bunch of Republicans.
Exactly.
Okay, but here's my point. The deal was in place. Trump had worked it out with Kim, also with the Russians and the Chinese. It was the hardcore neoconservatives who sabotaged it. So my point is,
well, you got to see how it works with it. Kim had to make some movements in our direction, which he didn't. For example, while he was saying this, after he met with Putin, he not only upgraded his technology, and I have classified sources on this, after the first meeting with Trump, he upgraded missiles technology with the Russians. Number two, He started missile tests with shorter range missiles, which is still in your face. And now he's actually making fairly serious threats against America just because he didn't get his way and wanted us to kind of drop all the sanctions. He didn't come far our way far enough for Trump, even a negotiator, to respond. So the problem is you're right, these guys are trying to stab Trump in the back, but it partly is Kim and the Russians and Chinese thinking they can play this hard game, like when China walked out here of the deal a few months ago. China thinks they're going to get away with doing things with Trump that they did with previous presidents. Not going to happen. But they're learning the hard lesson the hard way, aren't they?
The apology on Korea is wrong. The Kim came into Hanoi prepared to go two steps further than we had expected. And in the middle of that discussion, John Bolton threatened him with the Gaddafi treatment. What sabotaged the talks. Trump himself has said this.
But what did he say specifically? Because I know that Bolton did this. It's a damn good thing he got fired. I agree with you. But the problem is, you see, Kim knew he had a relationship with Trump, not with Bolton. And Trump was willing to do stuff for Kim because he's the president. He's not like a senior.
But he also knows that there supposedly was a deal with Gaddafi, and there was supposedly a deal with Saddam Hussein.
We are dealing with Hillary Rotten Clinton and Barack Obama, who's put forward by Zbigniew Brzezinski and the globalists, right?
The Obama team is still running the intelligence.
I agree. In fact, that's the embedded Obama team is why the problem's so big now, isn't it? They're still embedded in the government, right?
Bill, my point, if you're, for some reason tonight you're missing my point.
Right.
I think that Trump is doing the right thing in the way he's approaching it, especially because he's working with Putin and Xi Jinping. They're not trying to sabotage the United States on North Korea.
I agree with you, but they're not moving fast enough toward the markers. So Trump looks good, even to the media and so on. And so he becomes more attackable by his rhino Republicans
I'm saying the reason they stepped back from the pace they were going on, because they were taking apart certain projects, the reason they stepped back was that when Trump was making a promise to them, Bolton was coming around behind his back saying, don't trust them. And then Bolton was saying to their face, you do what we say. There's not going to be a phased system. You either do it all at once or we'll give you the Gaddafi treatment. So
I agree with you. I agree. That's why Bolton's gone, because I call him John Lightning Bolt. He's an evil, super negative superhero. How's that?
But that sabotaged the discussion with North Korea, not the Russians or the Chinese.
And
what I'm saying, Bill, is just listen to me for one more second.
Yeah.
This Republican gang, typified by Cruz and Rubio. Remember, these are the last two guys who held out against Trump in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
They're itching to replace him. And in many ways, they're hoping that Trump will be impeached, because they won't vote for the impeachment. But they're hoping that something will happen, because they see Pence as someone who won't last long and it will give them a shot in 2020. I know that from talking to people that I know who are around Cruz and Rubio. So
you think that they actually have a chance of running and between now and less than 11 months now to really get elected?
Only under extreme circumstances.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Extreme circumstances.
Pence is very electable, and they might try 2024, but not 2020. 2020 is over.
But what I'm saying, Bill, is that the point is that there are people in the Republican Party who would be happy to work with Pelosi under the right circumstances, and that's why.
Oh, I agree. Pelosi is an evil witch, is what she is. I totally agree.
Point. That's why your listeners have to be alert and fighting like hell to make sure Trump's message is getting out, instead of being self-satisfied that this can never work.
It takes action. That's why we have the show today, because we want people to get out there, support financially, talk to their neighbors, talk to their friends, confront people that may be Democrats, and realizing that the decisions the Democrats are doing in the Rhino Republicans in those districts where these Republicans are backstabbing Trump or trying to not support him, both the Rhino Republicans and the damn Democrats are globalists, and they want to destroy America. They want us to surrender to a world government, don't they?
They're also neoliberals who are supporting policies that will never reindustrialize the United States.
Exactly.
That's why That's why we need to push for laws.
Exactly. So, yeah, I agree with you. I'm just thinking, I know this is going to happen, but I just don't think that we need to think that the Democrats are going to get back in. I can tell from inside actions, the Democrats are dead. They're dead.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care,
your Gmail and Hotmail accounts.
Okay, good, yeah. Harley at lewisback.com, right?
Or
I don't have any messages from that email. It's always been the other email. I just checked it.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta whichever one you're using, just send it to me and I'll post it up. Okay, you mentioned something extremely important. Despite all these things, Trump is literally placed there by God. And, of course, I think through side channels he's getting advice through us and other people. They're giving LaRouche type of ideas, which are the Four Powers Agreement, etc. And Trump wants to bring these in. And honestly, I think after January, when he starts to demolish the Democrats, and he's done it partly by getting rid of Rhino Republicans like, you know, McMaster last year and a half ago, getting rid of other people like Mr. Lightning Bolt himself, Bolton. And what you're going to see happen is he's going to start campaigns to campaign against Rhino Republicans in districts where they're backstabbing him. And he can do that. He can go to the districts when he has his rallies, and he's going to get non-Rhino candidates he's going to start supporting. And so the big danger right now is the repo market. And you have an article that you're going to send me, so I'll post up that article. People need to understand that we are in catastrophically dangerous waters right now in terms of the world economy, aren't we?
Well, as I mentioned, the article I sent you goes through some new information on the repo crisis, because everyone was asking, if the Fed and the bankers are saying everything's fine, then why do they have to keep coming up with all this money from the Fed overnight? Right. Now, here's what was going on. For the longest time, a repo loan is when a company has to make a payment and they're short of cash, so they can go borrow from a bank a 24-hour note, basically, where they give some form of their own financial paper to the bank. The bank gives them the money, and then 24 hours later, they pay back the money plus interest, and the bank returns their financial paper. Now, at a certain point, because of the shortage of money, banks were able to charge 8 to 10% on these overnight loans. And this worried the Fed a little bit because they were trying to keep interest rates low. But what happened is that on the middle of September of this year, all of a sudden, banks stopped doing the repo loans. And the two key banks, there was a Japanese bank that was covering 10% of the repo loans, and then J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right.
So everyone was saying, well, why did this happen? Why did they stop doing it? And they thought, well, maybe J.P. Morgan Chase was holding onto the money to buy their own stock. But how much of their own stock do they need? So Sam and Russ Martins, who have a really wonderful website called Wall Street on Parade, did an investigation, and they came up with the following analysis. First, the J.P. Morgan Chase was holding on to some of its money because they're trying to protect a huge derivatives balance, somewhere around $55 trillion.
Right.
So they were worried about that. But more importantly, they were worried about something called intraday bankruptcy. And this came up, they found an email from the 2008 crash, which talked about this. Now, remember in 2008, when it was clear Lehman Brothers was going to go under,
right,
they used the weekend to work out the arrangements so that the banks had an opportunity to find some way to bail themselves out to avoid the problem of being caught with Lehman Brothers paper that was going to be worthless.
Right.
But the question was, what happens if on the repo loans, for example, someone borrows money overnight and then the next day can't pay it back and they say, well, you can keep our financial paper, but that financial paper is worthless.
Right.
So the fear was that that would trigger a domino-style collapse. Now, the reason that's a legitimate fear is Bank of America Merrill Lynch did a study that shows there are 548 major and mid-sized corporations that are zombie companies. And what that means is that they don't make enough in annual earnings to cover the interest on their debt.
Well,
they're being kept alive by the repo markets.
You're kidding.
But what happens?
So in other words, they're keeping them afloat, but they're like a dying person that's bleeding to death, but they're floating because they got balloons around their legs and arms and their head and not going under the water.
Yeah, and that's what a zombie company is. It's just sucking up more blood.
Right.
Now, the problem is if one or two or three of those 548 companies go under, it's not such a problem. But what if a dozen of them do and they stick the banks with the worthless paper and don't return the cash they borrowed? This could trigger the systemic default. And right. So as a result, when J.P. Morgan Chase and this Japanese bank pulled out, and by the way, the Japanese bank that controls 10% of the repo loans was tied to the three largest French banks. So it wasn't just a Japanese bank, but BNP Paribas, Crédit Agricole, and the third large French bank. So what this meant was they had to return to the lender of last resort, the Federal Reserve, which has been pumping in around $70 billion a night. Whoa. Into this market.
And by the way, this is a one-way pump. It's not coming back, is it? The $70
billion
doesn't
come back.
Well,
no, it is coming back, but it's coming back because the company knows they can borrow another chunk the next night.
Yeah, but it's a cycling thing. In other words, it's almost like someone who's a vampire.
It's not solving the problem, Bill.
It doesn't solve the problem. In other words, it continues the problem, and it's not solving the underlying issues.
And it just adds,
right?
It adds to the total debt because you're taking on more debt with interest.
Wow.
So at the same time, this is now about $70 billion a day average.
Wow.
And even if it all gets paid back the next day, they're going to come up and ask for $80 billion the next day.
Right.
And so now they don't only have 24-hour loans, they have 14-day and 42-day loans, on top of which the Fed has reversed the policy of deleveraging, that is getting rid of the bad paper assets they had in return for getting the interest rates lower. Now they're starting to loan money again, $60 billion a month as part of a quantitative easing four that Jerome Powell won't call quantitative easing four. Now, the other part of the story is in Europe, they're trying to finally patch together this European Banking Union, which is based on the European Stability Mechanism turning into a larger bank. But they don't have the funds now. They have $700 billion total available pledged to it. But you have banks like Deutsche Bank, which could drain $700 billion in an hour. So they're trying to get a commitment to a European banking authority, which would end whatever's left of national banking sovereignty of countries.
Right.
Merkel had been opposed to this, and all of a sudden, overnight, she changed. Now, you've got a political crisis in Germany and France and all the countries of Europe. And so since these banks are all interconnected, this problem, the repo problem, is right now the Achilles heel that the mortgage-backed securities were in 2008. But it's not just the repo problem. In the U.S., for example, there's now $15 trillion of corporate debt, 40% of which is junk bond rated. There's $15 trillion of consumer debt, family, household debt, $23 trillion officially of U.S. government debt. And if you add in all the uncovered liabilities, it's much bigger than that. So this is the largest debt bubble in world history. Now, it's got to be popped. And the question is, will it be popped in an organized bankruptcy, which Trump could do were he to go with Glass-Steagall? Or will it be chaotic, in which case we'll have food riots in cities because food won't be getting to the grocery shelves, there won't be gasoline at the gas stations, and so on.
Boy.
So this has to be done as soon as possible. And you know, there are people who are saying, well, Trump can keep this thing going through till next November. Maybe he can.
Yeah, maybe. Again,
the people who are trying to get rid of
it. Let me insert something I want to get your response to. Have you heard of the series called The Feed on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay, they're talking about chipping the population. Now, I had one of my contacts inside the CA contacted me on Wednesday. Department of Homeland Security now, by the way, 2 months ago, handed over all their biometrics to, guess who, the tech people, wizards, at Amazon.
Amazon,
Yeah, and Amazon, what they're doing now, they're planning on chipping the population of Americans this coming year. Okay, that's from inside the CIA. People need to understand they want to also have digital cameras and tracking, not only of biometrics, as you pass any state line from one state to another inside the United States by next year. They also want this system to be involved in every other country on Earth. They're ready to bring down the matrix.
The NSA whistleblower, Bill Binney, was asked what he thinks about the social credit system in China.
Right.
And he said, have you ever heard of Amazon and Facebook?
Right.
What do you think we have in this country?
Right.
We have something even more sophisticated than the Chinese.
Well, the wizards of Amazon have taken over the NSA contracts for all our biometrics. All of the data for DHS, which is the biggest, scariest agency we have that people don't know, DHS occurred after 9/11. It was planned by the Patriot Act. We had Susan Lindauer on, and because she was involved as a whistleblower and was introduced to the plan to blow up the World Trade Center with micro-nukes, etc., in May of 2001, they put her in prison and said she was a psych, and then we're going to rendition her with toxic drugs, and she managed to have a judge prevented it from happening. Or when she finally got released after a year in prison, she was sanctioned to not be able to talk to anybody for 5 years. You need to know this, people. This is what's going on here. They're getting ready to chip us, which means the repo market and all those other things are a controlled demolition. This is a financial 9/11. They want to blow it up. They got the nuclear charges in the economy now, and they want to make so they have plausible deniability. And they're not listening to you or Lewis. If they listened to Lewis 20 years ago, none of this would have happened, right?
Well, and they're also waiting to do it in such a way that in case the impeachment doesn't work, that they can throw this in Trump's face and turn the Trump recovery into the Trump
bust. They want to do this before Trump, before the election, actually, is what I heard from my sources inside the NSA and CIA. In other words, they want to start the Matrix this year 2020. That's what they're planning.
Well,
before Trump even gets reelected.
Amazon won the contract to handle the cloud computing for the CIA.
Right. So by the way, the cloud, let me insert this as a fact.
Amazon today is the modern version of what Eisenhower warned about in the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. And but people have to understand where it's going. 21 years ago, when I traveled to the 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, I got taken to classified places. This is on top of the fact being a spook myself. I worked with not only the most classified projects in Colorado, I later worked with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter with the federal government as the point man and reference for FEMA, the CDC, and the FBI. I was a point man for the entire nation, okay? And I got to tell you right now, these maniacs, and by the way, the central databases in Colorado at Shreve Air Force Base, connected to the database in Beijing and Russia and elsewhere, they're getting ready to bring this damn thing down. And although the Chinese have set up a parallel SWIFT system, it's not going to be able to withstand what's going on in this controlled demolition of the economy. They want to demolish it. They want to start the Matrix next year. That's what I have from my sources. I got a confirmation on Wednesday. It freaked me out completely. These maniacs, and you think, oh, Amazon's been, I know. The Affymetrics biometric chip I actually was shown in Building 10 and 21 years ago, they can take one micro drop of your blood and determine the first six is your haplotype for your DNA for transplantation of organs. Second type is genetics and education, etc. The third one is location and other data that they need on you. And they can actually have hooked up your database of your retina scan, your iris scan, your digital fingerprints, your bone scan, and they can do a bone scan with a digital bone scan system that can scan you through a car at 70 miles an hour in the backseat. This is getting really nuts. And then with 5G network, that's where we're going, people. 5G is a final layer. And when they bring the system down, if they do it, which is most likely before the next election, 2020 is what they want to do. Hopefully it won't happen. They want to start the Matrix next year. Amazing.
I need more article, Bill, because I go through the whole financial side of it.
I want you to send that article. I want to post it up, Harley. Amazing show, and I know you're real busy, but if you want to sometime, we should do some video, because these articles and issues, nobody else covers them better than you guys in Lewis. Nobody. You're amazing. Thank you, people, for listening. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Butch Paugh, and coming up next week, we got lots of our intel people. Susan Lindauer is back, and Greg Ford, our intel guy from Iraq, lots of other people.
Which was most appropriate, because that was your